Under these influences and opportunities, the awkward country boy became easier in his manners and more graceful in his motions, but he was still shy and silent. He disliked dancing and society ways. He thought a good deal about things. He was old for his years, both in his talk and ways, and he was so practical that even when he undertook the task that all boys attempt, a school composition on the horse, he dwelt especially on the fact that if you try to make a horse do too many things perfectly, the horse will grow restless and throw you, a lesson of which Lafayette himself had practical experience later, when in the days of the restless French Revolution he tried to train the people to be guided by his rein rather than their own will, and was thrown again and again. In fact, in this very letter to his wife, he showed that action only would suit him, for comparing his present enterprise with the social tour for which his angry but foxy father-in-law wished to lure him to Marseille, he wrote, "Consider the difference between my occupation and my present life, and what they would have been if I had gone upon that useless journey. As the defender of that liberty which I adore, free myself more than anyone, coming as a friend to offer my services to this most interesting republic, I bring with me nothing but my own free heart and my own good will, no ambition to fulfill, and no selfish interest to serve. If I am striving for my own glory, I am at the same time laboring for the welfare of the American Republic. I trust that for my sake you will become a good American. It is a sentiment made for virtuous hearts. The happiness of America is intimately connected with the happiness of all mankind. She is destined to become the safe and worthy asylum of virtue, integrity, tolerance, equality, and peaceful liberty."